Hello and welcome to another episode of Lovers and Liars. This is Tatiana.
This is Rachel. Are we lovers and liars now?
I know. I was gonna say F girl, but I'm like, technically. Oh my gosh. Should I redo it?
No, it's great. We are lovers and
Okay.
liars now.
Yeah. Okay. Trash TV pod. Recapping Lovers and Liars. I was already just like preparing myself. Goodness.
Yeah, they got to rebrand, we get to rebrand.
We rebrand with them.
Yeah, we are now F Girl Island. That's
Yeah.
the
I'm Nikki Glaser.
name of
Ooh, speaking of Nikki Glaser, did you see her on the roast of Tom Brady?
No, was she good?
She was hilarious. I'll have to find a reel and send it to you. But she did such a good job. She actually got a standing ovation at the end of it.
That's awesome. Was it
She
live?
was hilarious. Yeah, it was. So Emily actually went to the showing in Las Vegas. But yeah, it was live and it was hilarious. She did such a good job. I was rolling. I showed Johnny it and he was like dying too. It was really great.
That's awesome. Oh,
Our
love
girl
that for
showing.
her. I saw
Yeah.
she was on I mean that's good promo, I feel like, for the show, kind of.
Yeah, I mean Kevin Hart did mention F like the show F Boy Island. So I'm like, yes, we got a shout out. Give us more viewers.
Oh, like in his intro of her?
No, on his outro of her. So after she left, then he started dissing her a little bit, and then mentioned the show and stuff like that. So he had some jokes afterwards.
Did he have jokes about F Boy Island?
Yeah, a little bit. I
That's
forgot
fine.
exactly what he said. He said something like, "How is it called F Boy Island when you chase out all the F boys or something like that?" I don't know. It was
Oh.
something funny. But I was like, ha, hilarious. Good shout out.
Oh, nice. That's great promotion. Yeah.
I know, here for it.
I saw, actually, my husband Daniel sent me this video of Benedict reacting to, so I don't know, I was gonna say I feel like Nikki's kind of doing like a promo tour or something like that because she's been around. Do you know who this guy is?
Let's see.
He's like
No.
muscly guy. He has like a podcast, I think. It's okay. It's like cropped, so I can't really see. I can see the last couple letters of the name of his show, and it's Hat Keffy. So maybe, I don't know, something McAfee show? John? No. Anyway, I've seen this guy on Reels, but he was going off, he was interviewing Nikki, and then he was going off about somehow he knows Benedict. And he's like, this guy, he's hilarious. He's so hot. And then Benedict's like reacting to him.
Yeah, I'm looking him up. I just know he's a sports analyst.
Oh.
Yeah. Pat McAfee. Let's see.
Oh,
Does he
is
have
that
a
his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I got most of the shows or most of the letters.
Yeah, it's called the talk show is called The Pat McAfee Show.
Okay. So I think he's, yes. I think he's like some kind of like wrestling personality originally, maybe. Anyway, I feel like that show is pretty popular, and she was on there like talking about F Boy Island and stuff.
Nice. Getting some promo for a show.
Yeah.
Well,
In this clip, sorry, in this clip, Nikki is like, I don't think a lot of people know about this show because it's on the CW, and so it's kind of hard to find. And then the first comment is easier to find the clip than CW. It
the
off.
show would have been so good if it's not like Netflix.
Honestly, it would do so much better.
Yeah, it's okay. We're here for it. We're
Yeah.
here doing promo. We're doing it for you, CW.
We're part of the promo tour.
Oh my God. Any business per usual. We have our Trash TV Pod Instagram that you can check out. We also have our Twitter at Trash TV Reacts. Those are the main deals. Ooh. Right now, as you know, we are recapping Lovers and Liars. And now we have two dates that we're looking forward to. We have a date, I believe it was a July date for a Bachelor. Or a Bachelorette with Jen.
if I
Yeah, was it
remember
June? correctly. I think it was July.
Okay.
But per usual, we have Bachelorette, and then let's see here, Bachelor Nation.
July 8th.
July 8th, thank you. July 8th, and this is a little bit of dumpster diving.
We're going dumpster diving. Whoa.
But we now officially have a date for match.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yeah. This is like so I went to this like work event last week, and I'm sitting with this group of like three guys and like one girl, and then the guys start bringing up for some reason like, "Oh, have you seen The Circle? Oh, Love is Blind. Did you see the last season with blah blah blah?" And they're like getting really into it, and then they're like, "What's that show where they like bring all the all-stars together?" And I was like, "Perfect." And they're like, "Oh yeah, I can't wait for that to come out." And I was like, "This is so funny." Did
That
not
is
expect this.
hilarious, especially for guys to bring it up too. That's hilarious.
They were deep in, like they had heard of FBoy Island.
They did?
Yeah, I feel like that's
No
like a
way.
deep cut almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they knew like the people that were like announced to be on Perfect Match.
Oh, that's cool. Oh my God, look at them go.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
like you're
Oh
doing
my
it
God.
right.
June 7th, coming quick. So I think by then we'll be done with FBoy Island anyways. I mean, Lovers and Liars.
Yes.
So that's a kind of a perfect transition. We might be like a week break in between or something. Maybe we'll do a fun pop culture episode like last time. That was really fun, like a whatever
A Reddit,
episode. Yeah,
yeah,
Reddit.
reviews.
Reddit is wild. So wild.
Tell some stories.
Yeah, that'll be
Yeah, that
great.
was fun.
But yeah, just a FYI, we have those guys coming up. But since we are dumpster diving, do you have any dumpster diving today?
I do not have anything except that I keep seeing this content. Have you seen this trip that like Charity, Kelsey, and Katie, and then like their guys have gone on? It's like I think they're in Hawaii or something.
I
They're
think they're in
posting,
Mexico.
yeah, it's so much content. They have like so many reels, and they're like staggering that. I'm pretty sure they're probably back from their trip, but like. There's like this st staggered content of all the stuff that they did, and it just seems like this like trio of couples is like the best of friends. It's very cute, and but like all I can think about is that Charity's dated all of them.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, it's
I
like her
totally
fiance dot
forgot about
him.
that.
Yeah, Joey was on.
Her
She was on
season.
Zach's season. Joey was on her season. Yeah, Joey was the runner up. And she's like broke his heart if he talks about that. And then now it's just how are Katie and Charity like, unless they talk
Well,
about it and they're like, it was all for TV, blah, blah, blah. But like, I mean, Joey definitely seemed really like broken up about Charity. So that I feel like that was real.
no,
I don't know if I could do
100%.
that.
I know that is pretty rough, not gonna lie. Maybe it's enough time for him to kind of feel okay and whatever, and like he's moved on and whatever. It's now all water under the bridge. And I don't think she went as far as Katie, obviously. I think Charity was kicked out a while back, actually, because we saw her
Oh,
on Women Tell All.
sorry. Yeah, I guess I meant Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey, yeah.
Like 6 months ago or something, he was Charity's runner-up and he was like crying at the altar thinking he was going to marry her. Now he's with Kelsey. I'm sure he's like, and I do think like Kelsey's a good, probably like better match for him, but like,
Yeah.
but he chose Chelsea. So like, I mean, I'm sure there are reasons like it, but that would be hard for me. I don't know.
I know. Feeling some type of way at least. That's funny. I did see that. Yeah, I wonder. I hope all, well, I think they're all chilling, of course, but it is interesting.
Yeah.
My piece of dumpster diving, so we all know that Maria was on Call Her Daddy last week. And Nick Viall is kind of responding to her allegations of,
Ooh.
Yeah, of like her saying like how, they were friends and, this and that, and they had like a relationship that was a situation kind of thing, but not romantic. And but what does that technically not romantic mean? You can still have sex, but it doesn't have to be romantic, in my opinion. Or is like
No.
romantic the definition of having sex?
No, I feel like if he said situationship, that's like a hookup thing. And not romantic means like they weren't pursuing a relationship. Like a,
Right.
yeah.
Okay. So they're keep giving these key terms. Like they're both saying, like, oh yeah, I was not romantic and da da da. Like that doesn't mean shit. Like in my
Was so
opinion.
unromantic. It was just it was just animalistic. Like, I don't know what the opposite of that is. Like, it was just
I know.
business.
It's just business. That's all. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's so
So they're
funny.
like, whatever. They're both claiming it's not romantic shit like that, right? So, anyways, Maria in her call her daddy was basically, saying how they had a situationship, not a big deal. Like it was, they were friends. And then also like claiming how at one point she was thinking that Nick was part of like production as, far as like bringing Sydney along or whatever the case is. And so anyways, Nick is responding to these allegations, and A, he was like saying like, well, that's wild that she thinks that I would be part of production to like bring Sydney along. Like how the fuck, I mean, this is kind of like what we were thinking, like how the fuck would we even know this would be a thing kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he was like, that's wild. And then I kind of feel bad because I low key feel like he's like downplaying a lot of things. So, like, yeah, we were friends, but I mean, nothing was like crazy. And he was basically kind of just like blowing her off in a way. And they're saying, like, kind of making it hurt what she was saying on Call Her Daddy look like she was like lying. So, for example, when she was like saying on Call Her Daddy that she didn't want to do Bachelorette because she just didn't feel like happy about it, they were like, well, we kind of know from a friend that she was actually really difficult to work with, almost like really as more difficult as Claire Crawley.
Is
And
the friend Will's?
I know.
Like, he already said this.
Yeah.
They didn't even talk to him. They're just referring to when he was on a podcast. We heard a friend say.
Yeah. That's literally what I was thinking too. Is their friend Wells? And so, and then freaking Natalie, the now wife of Nick Viall, was kind of like dishing out on Maria, but like, yeah, it's giving delusional about like all the shit that like Maria was saying. And it's like, girl, why are you so insecure? Like, she's so freaking out about what? You have your mans, you guys are married, like, it's not a big deal. Of course, like, Nick wasn't like thrilled that this was coming out. It was coming, this interview came out like the weekend of his wedding. So they're probably like salty that this was being highlighted instead of their wedding, probably. But at the same time, like, it's not a big deal. If y'all were friends, y'all were friends. And he also made things way more weird because people found out that they were kind of associated in the first place because people would look back in her feed, Maria's feed, and see that years ago he liked pictures of her. So they're like, they know each other. It was like year, like 4 or 5 years ago for sure. And now he had unliked the pictures. So like, why would you go out of the way to unlike these photos in the first place if y'all are just friends? So it's just like, so like, there's definitely something else that they're like hiding and stuff like that, trying to act like it's normal and everything. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, he just, yeah, it sounds like he's just making it more weird. Like, if Maria, it's not a big deal that they were friends or had a really like a situationship or whatever, like 5 years
Yeah.
ago. And if it were just like, if he had just left the photos liked and one of them or said basically what Maria said, which is like, yeah, we had whatever. And then he was like, yep, we did, all fine. Like,
Yeah.
it's but not a big deal, but like the cover up is worse than the crime.
And
It's
also the
like,
fact that he never ever brought up their friendship during his recaps or whatever of Maria. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So, I mean, or of The Bachelor when they were recapping it on the show. So everybody was like, well, why didn't you bring up like, hey, that you knew this girl and stuff? Because like, if you all were truly friends, like, oh my God, yes, Maria, I'm so happy she's on. She is a good friend of the show. Da da da, like hyping up. So it's not like you're hiding everything, but like by hiding that, y'all even like, because why wouldn't you brag that you know this contestant? You know what I mean? So it's giving interesting. I wonder if Natalie even knew until now. Now she's like really pissed off. She's
Ooh,
like,
that's a good theory. Maybe it's just that he didn't tell her. And then now it's come out, so he's trying to downplay it. Like, well, it wasn't really like that makes more sense why he would like go back and unlike things or like try to be like, oh, well, it was like not a big deal and like she whatever, like to be like, well, that's why I didn't tell her. More than like, that's why I didn't tell the public.
right? So that's interessante. Anyways, that's my little dumpster
I love that. I love that it's like overshadowing. Like, they probably thought their wedding was going to be like the biggest news, and it's just like, Maria.
I know exactly. Love that for Maria, not gonna lie. other than that, let's move on until our Lovers and Liars episode.
Yes. Another great episode. I'm very happy.
Yeah, I do have to say, I think whenever it like comes to this, it is like a little bit of a slower episode for me. But it was still giving, and it's very interesting to how things turned out too.
Yeah. This episode, okay, so it was killing me in general with CJ just because, like, do you remember his social media? He had the
Yes.
craziest social media. He was the one with like the mirror pics and stuff, right?
Yes.
Where he's like looking like a vampire, like Edward in the mirror, like over
I
his
will suck your blood.
nose. Yeah, and like bracing himself on the bathroom like counter. His social media was so odd. And so, and I couldn't really like take him like judging any of the girls based on their so I'm like, if they have a sexy social media, you guys are probably a good match because you were f like a red flag.
And also, like, more than ever, I totally see how they're not really trying to p pursue relationships at this point. They're just trying to make sure they win the money at this point because they're trying to weed out the F girls and the lover, you know, the nice girls or whatever the case is. They're trying to sort them out.
Yeah. Except for Casey, I felt more and more like he's intentionally getting rid of the nice people.
Okay, I have a new theory about Casey now.
Okay.
Oh, where did I write this theory down? Oh, I have a theory that because he's pissing off everybody by keeping Camille and by taking out all the nice girls, like if there is a nice girl left, she's gonna switch to an F girl because she's like, fuck you, this trauma that you put me in, you're stupid. I'm taking all the money. I don't even like you. Because
Yeah.
again, they're not even taking time to like really like have a relationship or get to know somebody really anymore. They just really are just in interrogation mode and whatever. And so at this point, I totally feel like if I were nice girl and I'm pursuing Casey, I'm like, ugh, okay, he's just a dumb bunny. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with him. I'm gonna definitely act up as best as I can so I can get to the end, and then I'm gonna take all the money. You converted me to an F girl, Casey.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Can you imagine if
Especially how
both
the way he still treats them too, it's still like, ugh, cringe.
it gets worse every episode, yeah. Can you imagine if both of our Casey theories are correct? So he is an F boy and then also a nice girl turns into an F girl. So at the end, he picks an F girl and he's like, or he picks a nice girl and he's like, psych, I came here for the money. And she's like, psych back, I'm gonna F girl you.
Uno reverse, bitch.
Yeah. And then just Nikki gets the
And Nikki gets the money. If I were Nikki, I would give the money to the girl for sure.
money.
Oh
She
my
doesn't choose.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my theory at this point. I'm still Team Camille though, 100%.
Yeah.
I was like chanting, Camille, Camille.
Let's go. I agree. So, okay, we start off this episode. They have a little bit of a guy chat. Benedict is saying how he doesn't like when they all cheer for the F girls, which is like, it's funny that he just said that because I feel like it's kind of like you're not supposed to say that, but he's like, I don't really like it.
I know, he's like, it makes me feel bad.
Yeah, I was like, that's fair. Casey's,
Yeah, go ahead.
yeah, talking about how his radar is permanently broken. I hate when he does these like bits things. He's like, my, in these, you know, ITM, like, my radar is so broken. What am I gonna do? Yikes. It's like, ah.
Like, bro, you literally made the decision to keep Camille. You say every episode how you think Camille is Ephra. She's not here for the right reason. It's just insane. Ugh.
It's not the radar that's broken. It's you. You
You
know what's going on. You're just making bad choices.
need therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he just needs to grow up. He's like freaking 24.
Yeah, I think
God.
this guy might be ready in like 10 years. I think he needs a little more time to cook.
His frontal lobes haven't even fused yet.
That's true.
The
You can
judgment
tell.
area is not there.
I can see the gap where they haven't fused. It's a chasm.
It's a little bit wider than usual at this point. Like, it should be a
Yeah.
little bit closer, but he's a little bit stunted in that department.
Lot is getting through.
Oh, shit. Nikki comes in and she basically breaks it to them. It is social media time, baby.
Yes.
Very excited. Going down the list, basically. And feel free to, if I miss anything, but India, they see India first. They see that she's confident, has a degree, she's a woman who's independent and living her life. CJ is happy about it. Jan Danielle is giving total rave vibes. Not good. She's like going cray cray. I mean, if that's who she is, she's like a rave person, but Benedict is scared. He's like, oh no.
She is she pretty young? Like she gives like 23.
I know. I don't
That
know
might
her
be her
age
age.
either, but she does give really young.
Yeah.
Michi's next. She's giving like a little spunky attitude, really cutesy stuff. She has 255 TikTok followers, which is insane. At first they're thinking like, okay, I mean, not bad, but you know, because of the TikTok followers, they think that she might be wanting to get more followers as well.
Yeah.
I missed Danny. Can you go over Danny?
Danny has basically like nice girl vibes. She has a lot of pics in like this is weird. I think they like cut some stuff here because I was like not really following this logic, but basically CJ is like, "Oh, she's got all these pics in like stadiums and she told me she used to date athletes, so like is she not over the that relationship because she hasn't deleted these pictures of herself in a stadium?" It's like
Oh,
that's a
that
bit of a
was
reach.
her. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No. That was the one where she was also like in his loft, right? The guy's loft. There's like a picture of like the room, skyline loft.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She also looks so different because she didn't have bangs back then.
Yeah. It was kind of hard to like keep track of some of the girls.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know who this is, sure. So for example, I don't know who Hannah is again, but
Right. I put
basically
some blonde girl. I didn't even
yeah,
catch her
who
name.
went on a private jet, and Casey's like, man, I want to go on the private jet. She's so cool. And Nikki's like, my man, you would not be going on the private jet. The guy who invited her to go on the private jet would not want you there. He's acting like she's like the successful business owner that owns this private jet.
Yeah, she's. Is she a stylist or something?
I don't know. I just know Casey's dumb.
Yeah, he is so dumb.
Okay, Yasmina is the most suspicious person, like in general. No posts. Yeah, she's like, I think 8,000 followers or something like that. It was a lot of followers, and she had no posts whatsoever, which is definitely fishy. Like, you can't scrub that hard. That's like
Yeah.
hiding something.
This, I forgot that this was her by the end, but now, like, just jumping ahead, like, this is a reason to eliminate someone because it seems like they're obviously an F girl, then she doesn't turn out to be. But, like, what? So, what was the deal with this? Like, she just
I
doesn't use
know.
social
How,
media or she didn't
like,
want
how
it
is
on
she?
TV, maybe?
I guess. I mean, isn't that the best way to promote what you do and everything like that, too? So confused. She just played nice girl very poorly because she definitely, I was surprised that she was a nice girl. Not gonna lie. I thought she was an F girl because she had a great, I mean, yeah, her attitude was insane. But it's fine. Jasmine is giving nice girl vibes. She has videos and pictures. Animals. She's showing her sexy pole dancing exercise, which I would love to do. That looks so fun.
It looks painful. It
It
looks
does look a
fun
little
if
bit
you're good
painful.
at it. I think you need a lot of upper body and like a grip strength, which is not really my forte, but I
Yeah.
feel like you'd be good at it because you're in the gym all the time, so you probably got the arms and
I
stuff
think
to
I was just
do
like twirling around, just going wee.
it. Just the spinning part, yeah.
Yeah.
One, I think like your inner thigh too, like has to kind of take a beating, which not good with pain.
I remember one time, we was it? I think it was like my 21st or 22nd birthday, and we were in downtown San Diego with my friends, and we went into this. You know how they have all these like nightclubs down there in downtown San Diego, and they try to get you in for free because they want you to know about the club or whatever, and they play the most boring house music in the whole entire world in there, and I want to
Yes.
kill myself. Anyways. So we went to one of those clubs because we got in for free, and we were in like a little private section because again, there's like nobody in this club, and they had an own little strip pole, like hanging out right there in the middle of like the little couch area, and so we all took turns like spinning around. It was so fun. I had so much. The next day though, I had so many bruises on my leg. It was insane. I had bruises on my calves. And I had bruises on the inside of my thighs too. They were so painful.
Oh, yeah.
However, it was a
Was
fun experience. It was great. I do recommend
it
it.
painful at the time? Or, like, I
No.
mean, you're probably drinking too. So you're like, wait.
Do it
Yeah, you don't feel it.
again. It wasn't painful at the time. It was like easier than I thought as well.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's good.
Maybe I was a little lit and didn't know, but it is what it is. We go to Camille, who has 400,000 followers, but the guys are like, "How do you have 400,000 followers and only have 200 likes on a post?"
Well,
Literally.
200 oh likes on her post.
Yeah, and she has like 400,000 followers. That doesn't make sense. So they're like, she definitely bought her blue check.
Yeah, bot followers, bot whatever. I mean, she was it sounds like a bigger character on that Below Deck show, although that I don't know how big that show is, and she was kind of a villain, so I don't know how many followers she would have gotten from that. But yeah,
I
so
honestly think she bought followers, not gonna lie. There's no way that you have
yeah.
400,000 followers. People from The Bachelor are more famous and they have
That's
less
true.
followers.
That's true.
Like that's a reach to get up there.
Yeah.
They're also saying that her feed looks a little bit scrubbed, but they're like giving like, "Oh, that's so F girl, F girl, F girl." Like, what do you expect?
I feel like, do they find these social media or do you submit these social media? Because I feel like the move is to build up, like, well, but then they'd all be recent. I don't know, like, not somehow not give your real social media, you know?
Oh, like to have like a secondary account probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean people probably could do that. Like you could say, okay, like what's your Instagram handle? And that, you know what, people probably reach out to these girls though through Instagram anyway though.
Yeah, that
So
like the producers know. I feel like the producers could find your real one. So,
easily. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, Casey was like, "Wow, she must be an F girl." I had to write down that stupid quote of his. Ugh.
Yeah,
I'm so done.
again, he's like, we need to have an honest conversation. It's like, you know, dude, like you're just, he just looks for like the tiniest little thing to be like, oh, maybe I'll keep her. And then he's like, oh, thank God. And then he gets to keep her another week. But he knows.
Yeah. I missed out on Kiara.
Yeah. She has some very sexy pics, and it's literally giving CJ. I put here like, remember his social media? Because this is where I was like,
Oh, that's right. She had like her lingerie on and stuff, right?
yeah. And she's like, he's like, well, she's very shy and sweet on the island, but her social media is totally different, which is like literally him. So I was like, I feel like they're a good match. But yeah. I
Oh,
don't know that he
okay.
was particularly like judging that. He was just saying like little
Yeah.
dichotomy there.
No, I agree. Sabrina is up next, the sweetest girl ever. She's Miss California. She is a horse girl. And apparently, according to CJ, this is F girl because he's like, but I just need to make sure that there's more to Miss California and horse girl.
Yeah. Casey.
Casey.
Right. Yeah. That pissed me off. I'm like, this girl has hobbies and accomplishments. What do you mean there's more? What is on your social media? Just like drinking and going to bars? Like, what have you accomplished? What do you do for fun? Like, she has talents and hobbies and like interests.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean what's more to her? Because it's not
Exactly.
like shallow things, I feel like.
Ah, his brain is infuriating. Oh my gosh.
Like, pageants, there's pageant girls, you know, but I feel like pageant is almost more of like an activity and a hobby than like modeling or something. You know what I mean? Not that modeling means anything about your personality, really. Like, it's just a day job, but pageant, but yeah, pageants, like, you have to kind of have some talents and things.
I
And
agree. No, there has to be like substance behind it and everything too. There's like a lot of training and there's just like a lot of, training for it and stuff. So it's like a whole bunch it's like I don't know, it's you have to have a good idea of like what's going on like in the world and just be able to have a perseverance and it's hard stuff. So it's just like a lot of things combined with pageantry and everything too. And
yeah.
then if you're a horse girl, that's fine. You love horses. Like it's a, also like another little hobby and stuff like that too. Ugh, I'm so team Sabrina. I hope she turns into an F girl and takes that money.
Yeah.
Honestly.
She's cool. She's really nice.
Yeah. Sydney is giving total F girl vibes with everything. She's not even trying.
Yeah, they think she's the biggest F girl of all of them.
Yeah, definitely. And that's pretty much, I think, the whole list. Did I miss anybody?
Nope, I think that's it.
Well, we missed out. It was so weird because they totally missed out on a few girls. Like, we didn't see Amia. We didn't see Mia's social media. We didn't see this girl named Fa. We didn't see her
Yeah.
social media.
Yeah,
There
they
was just
didn't
like a
do
couple
everyone.
people. Yeah, it was weird. Which is weird because, especially since Mia's like a bigger character in this episode, I don't know why they didn't touch on her social media.
Maybe they was she ever no, she only hosted, so they wouldn't have shown her social media. No. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe for the suspense. Maybe it was too obvious.
Maybe. But anyway, CJ is nervous because he thinks he has all F girls. And then I guess that was like the day portion. This episode kind of was like a quick turnaround, in my opinion, because
Yeah.
that night the girls are chatting and they're like saying that they're like, this is weird. Like, we haven't seen them all day. We already have elimination tomorrow. And in general, this is a very quickly turnaround thing. They probably get done with filming in like 2 weeks at this point. Because it's
Yeah.
literally like date elimination, kind of going like that.
Yeah.
And the boys come in and they have this huge facade on their face that they're like pissed off, especially CJ. He looks like he
Yeah.
wants to kill someone. I'm like, it's not that serious, but okay.
Yeah. CJ's like somehow got elected to deliver the news, and he's like, okay, ladies, you're in trouble.
Oh my gosh.
He tells them they saw the social media. CJ pulls Sydney, Benedict pulls Jen Danielle, Casey pulls Hannah. I don't remember if they did like this before. It's like they're all pulling someone that they're like, okay, I don't know, suspicious about you. And then in the second round, they all pull someone who they like their social media, basically.
Yeah, I don't recall either, but it was kind of entertaining.
Yeah. Benedict has this conversation with Jen Danielle where he's saying what we already talked about, basically that her social media is giving immature. It's hard to believe. I thought it was like, ooh, a little harsh. Even if it's not about F girl, like that's still offensive.
Yeah, right?
It's giving
Like,
immature.
okay.
Yeah. It's hard to believe she's ready. And she did kind of a bad job here of like selling this. I felt like she's like, well, I wasn't expecting this. She kind of tries to turn it back on him, like go on the defensive. But he just like at one point he gives her, he says, I forget if it's after he asks her, like, are you an F girl? And she's like, I'm not. And he just frowns and shakes his head at her. He's like, meh,
Oh
no.
my gosh. Yeah, she's not really the best at
He's like, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, it's like it's okay, but like she's definitely not doing the she's not the best actor, let's put it that way. She's not the best actress. And She's definitely lying through her teeth. It's kind of funny watching her squirm a little bit in this place as well. I think basically with everybody, their long story short, the girl's defense is Instagram isn't my real personality. It's a business. It's like a persona. It's like this. Like it's another persona of me because like it's like for business. It's for content and stuff like that. That's basically what everybody is saying. Especially Sydney. That's her main thing as well. Let's see here. Oh, I want to fast forward a little bit to Camille and Casey's conversation. Okay, and then Casey in general after that. So Camille is of course chatting with Casey, and she's basically still like leading him on, and he's being a little, he's just trying to believe in anything that she says. It's very easy for her, I think, at this point. Like, she could fuck up and he'll still be like, okay.
Yeah, just like one little thing she needs to say. He's like, give me anything.
Yeah, give me anything. And she's like, I'm not hiding anything. And then Casey's like, okay. And then, like, kind of like, yeah, I really want to, pursue a relationship and, go and hang out on my porch and drink a beer and watch my dog run around in the yard and whatever, right?
Yeah.
So Camille's all happy and whatever. Okay. And then it shows the next clip he's talking to, was it, who was it? I don't even know who this person was.
Lexi, I think.
Lexi, yeah. And long story short, he says the exact same thing to her. And then
Yeah.
CW is like, let's roll those tapes back. And literally it shows him talking to Camille and this other girl, and I think even another girl, like saying the literally exact same thing.
Yeah, they pull one in from even earlier, like even a different conversation. It seemed like there was a third version of him saying this.
At this point, if like Casey does turn around and like says like, oh, I'm actually F boy, I'll steal the money, like it's almost too obvious now that he's gonna do that. I would
Yeah.
love that he actually is just stupid and he stays as a nice guy and somebody just takes the money from him. That would be way better, in my opinion. Because
Yeah,
I'd
it's
be
hard
out.
to
I
know
would
because
be.
I do
It's
feel
like
like
too
he's
obvious.
stupid. I feel like he's pretty dumb and it is like kind of believable that he's just this unaware and like
I wonder if he like watches his back and he's like, if he's like, yeah, that's exactly how I think still.
Yeah,
Or if
that's what
like he like stands by everything, or if he's like, you know what, that was not the best move. Like it's so obvious.
Yeah, that
Like what
if
am I
he's
doing?
Like, yes, that's exactly what I was going for.
Wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, I just don't know. Yeah, if he is like clever enough to be doing the like switch it up F boy thing. It seems more like just ignorance to me.
To switch it up would be requiring a fully fused frontal lobe, so
Yeah. Also, like going on about Sabrina, is there any more to her? The only thing to Casey is that he wants to sit on a porch and drink wine and hang out with his dog. Like, that's not a personality either.
yeah, is there more to you than hanging out and watching a dog run around, Casey?
Yeah. Like, what else do you like to do for fun? He hasn't really said anything interesting. I'm sorry.
Honestly,
This poor
the
guy.
mixer comes around, and I had to write this down because I was like, ew. Casey's like, oh, should we do a double hug as like two girls are coming? Like, that's the, oh, again,
Oh,
ignore.
yeah. Oh, I hated that. Wait,
Yeah.
quick recap of the other conversations
Oh, okay.
in the after the social media.
Yes.
So yeah, Casey, the other person, Casey talks to three girls, which I feel like was more than the other ones. He also talks to Hannah and tells her that she's living too bougie of a lifestyle, and basically he can't catch up with her. He just wants to be home watching a movie. Again, these are not hobbies. CJ, dang. Oh, I think he's talking to Sydney. He talks to Sydney first. And apparently they have a 2 hour conversation. It's say the girl say it
Oh
was
yeah.
2 hours when she gets back, and she's like crying in her ITMs and stuff. I really don't know how to feel about Sydney because I'm like, she had me sold on like, I think she is a nice girl, but she just has this whatever, she is like a stylist or something. So she has this kind of like, or no, she had the really sexy pictures. Anyway, I feel like she's the CJ, like there's more to her, but her social media is just kind of like one thing. But then like
Yeah.
later on in the episode, the other girls are saying like she's partying a lot, and then she does kind of like get into the drama. So I'm like, now I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting actually. I think she's F girl and she's just freaking out and she's like anxious and stuff, and that's her reaction is to cry and stuff like that.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, if she is lying, it's a masterclass. Or to your point, like, she's just genuinely crying because she's like stressed about being confronted and being caught.
Yeah, she's like, I need this money.
Yeah, I was really banking on this. The other person that Benedict pulls is Jasmine, and this is a good pull. Although, like, he's telling her, "You're giving me friend zone vibes," and then he here kind of pulls a little bit of bait and switch. He's like, "I saw your social media," and then he like handshakes her, and he's like, "Dude, it was awesome. Like, you're the one friend zoning, man. Why are you talking to her like this?"
I know, she's like probably like, okay.
Yeah, but he was like, "Oh, it's so cool that you pole dance," and he liked all her pictures, and so he's happy with her. And
Yeah.
then Casey pulls Michi as his like nice girl, like you did well with the social media. She's killing it, man. She's really slipping in there under the radar. She says that she saw him on previous seasons and thought that they would get along. And then he takes this as like, wow, she's a fangirl. And he really likes that, which I thought was so smart of her. She's like playing it perfectly. I'm a
Yeah.
fan.
Me too. Me too. I would love for her to follow through all the way. I'm sorry. Is she, is Michi, who's her guy again?
Casey.
Casey.
And we know that she's an F girl. She said early on to
Yes.
camera. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be very interesting when it comes down to. I'm still surprised that we don't have as much screen time as Michi, like more screen time with her. So I feel
Yeah.
like she gives more main character energy and stuff.
Yeah. I really like seeing her. Maybe we'll get more of her because I feel like Camille is the drama now, but eventually, like, she'll have to be sent home. And I think Michi could be the one to like make it to the end and take his money.
Totally, that'd be awesome. Ooh, Team F girl.
Yes.
So thank
Sorry,
you for no you're, oh yeah, go for it.
Oh, the only other person is Casey talks to Sabrina. And again, he's like, "You're too perfect. Where would I fit in? You are Miss California, blah, blah, blah." And then she, at this point, I'm like, she has to be so fucking sick of this guy. She's trying to convince him that like there's two sides of her, and then there's like Bri Bri that rides without a saddle, and then he's like, "Oh," and she's like, "No, not like that." This poor girl. I
What the fuck, man?
think she might be like a reform. I She could be a reformed nice girl,
And seriously.
I think she's nice, but like I don't know how she's tolerating Casey. Okay, that's it for the chats.
My God. Thank you for that. No, I definitely skipped out on all those ladies, but that was perfect recap right there. Okay, so when the mixer starts up, it's mainly a lot of drama surrounding Mia. First of all, her dress is stunning. Like, she looks amazing in her dress, a high slit, beautiful golden black gown. But she goes ahead and she's chatting with CJ, and she basically snitches, which I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Snitches usually get stitches, and that's kind of what she got. But she first snitched and said that Sid parties too much in LA, and she also says that Yasmina scrubbed her IG, and that gives F girl vibes. I wonder how she knew about that too.
Yeah. I don't know if like somehow she could have known the people that were coming on because she came in later, or if maybe Yasmina like literally told people that, like when it came up that they were going through social media, she's like, "Oh, I just scrubbed mine." Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe Sid like brags about like partying in LA, I suppose. Not too sure. So CJ's like, what the heck, red flag. We see Jan, Danielle, and Benny talking again, and basically she's just telling him things that he wants to hear. Like he's like kind of going for it a little bit. What did you get off of that?
Yeah,
Anything?
she I don't know. It almost sounded like she like admitted that she came as it because she's like, I didn't come here and expect to like you. But then he says something about like, oh, did you say that? And I thought he was saying like, oh, you're basically admitting that you came as an F girl, but I think he was referring to the fact that she said that she liked him.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and
Like it
then
flew right over his head.
yeah. So I don't know. I think he still like likes talking to her, but I think he knows that she's an F girl and is probably gonna get rid of her soon.
That would be very smart of him.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then we have all the drama starting to stir up, which I love. We love some drama.
You like Sabrina? You're like, oh, I just like to watch it. It's funny.
Yeah, Sabrina's my girl. I love Sabrina. She's my new favorite for sure.
Yeah, she's funny.
So basically, Sid comes out calling because she just chatted with CJ, and CJ basically said, like, well, Mia told me this, and she was like, what the heck? And so then from there, she goes in to the girl group and she was like, Mia, why do you have my name in your mouth? And Mia's like, well, he asked, which he technically didn't ask. And so I gave my opinion. And so this today's line is like, I gave my opinion and I'm valid to my opinion. That was today's line.
Yeah, basically.
Instead of the you don't know me.
Yeah, everyone has their defense. They just keep repeating.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're starting to fight, and Sabrina's like, I'm gonna leave, and you guys can continue doing this, but I'm gonna go. And so she leaves, and she's like, okay, bye. And she's like checking out, like, talking with CJ, I guess. And then at that time, CJ's also snitching to Yasmina, and she's pissing out too and comes in. And so now Mia has two pissed off girls that she has to juggle. And I'm telling you, Yasmina's giving like F girl vibes in general, but like it was I just was so surprised that she even came in as a nice girl in the first place. That's just so shocking to me.
Yeah, I was definitely like, she was kind of giving the vibe of like, ah, I've been found out. And like, if it weren't for Mia, I could have made it. Like,
Yes.
yeah, like
Yeah,
that she was
I think
so
she was
angry about
truly
it.
just, yeah, she was just like truly pissed that now she wasn't gonna win in a sense.
Yeah. And also, like, has she been in the bottom before? I feel like I've seen her just be like, yeah, like, I think we could have a, like, just not really like selling it, in my opinion, like that we could have a connection. Or maybe she just doesn't like him that much. I don't know. I just
I
don't
know, I feel
see
like
it.
I didn't see much of her in general, and it's not like she's trying very hard either, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So that's why it gives F girl vibes, because she's not really like trying to like get to know him, and I feel like she seems bored by him. She seems like the type of person that would be like, CJ, you're boring as fuck.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like waiting for that. In the middle of this drama, kind of is the part where Jazz brings these pine cones to Benedict in a plastic bag.
Ziploc plastic bag.
Yeah, which apparently is an attempt to be more romantic.
Right.
And she says that he's the pine cone because he's kind of closed, kind of open, and then she is this flower because she's fully open. Which
I didn't
I
know.
wouldn't
I
call
honestly didn't know
romantic.
pine. Yeah,
It's a
I didn't know pine
metaphor.
cones are flowers. That's cool. Cool fact.
Are they?
I don't know. That's what I'm confused about. Why would she compare the two?
Yeah, I was not really like this is you could have just like put on some sexy vibes. Like I think that's all I wanted. Not this. Like show and
He's
tell
like,
craft.
okay. He's like, great, more friend vibes.
Yeah. Oh, but he says she's being cu Captain Cute, so I don't know. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. We go back to the fight, I think, right?
Yeah.
And now I guess Yasmina's asking the group if they all think she's giving F girl vibes or whatever. And everyone's like, no, you don't give F girl vibes at all. But tell me why, when she's exposed as a nice girl, they're all shocked. You
Yeah,
know what I mean?
It was so funny because she's like interrogating the group. She's like, "Am I F girl? Like, tell me, tell me." And they're all like, "No, you're literally the most nicest, sweetest. Like, we love you."
You're my
And
service
then,
dog.
yeah, then
I'm
in her
like, who said that?
elimination, they're like,
That
"Well,
was
she was
crazy.
definitely giving F girl."
Oh my gosh. Okay, really quick. I'm sorry, I only have a couple minutes left. Let's go through the elimination process.
Yes.
So we have Benedict choosing his top two are Jan, Danielle, and Mia. CJ is choosing Sydney and Yasmina. Casey, Lexi, and Sabrina. Which I'm like, why the fuck Sabrina? But I can't. He just does whatever he wants now, so it is what it is.
He's consistent. He always puts the nicest people on the bottom.
Yeah. Benedict ends up eliminating Mia, who turns out to be an F girl, which I'm like, oh, that's a twist. But it also makes sense because she's the one stirring up all this drama at the same time.
Yeah, I love that he chose like one of CJ's girls and was like, "You're fucking with CJ. I'm gonna take you out," because he won't,
That is pretty
basically.
crazy. I didn't know
Yeah.
they could do that.
Yeah. I
I wonder
liked
if
it. I
CJ
love
was
it.
mad.
I think it was yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it worked out. If she was a nice girl, he might have been mad, I guess.
Yeah, that would've been, that's pretty risky, not gonna
Yeah.
lie. CJ, between Sydney and Yasmina, he goes ahead and lets Yasmina go, who actually, like we mentioned, she's a nice girl. Again, girls were like, what the fuck, as well.
Everyone was shocked.
Casey eliminates Lexi, and she was F girl.
Yes. She's
Yeah.
like, "Fuck this shit." So she goes off on them. She's like, "I thought I would find a grown man." And then she's like, "I'm so glad I don't have to force these fake conversations." And she's like, "Disrespect." She's like, instead of like respectfully,
Disrespectfully, I'm out.
disrespectfully. Yeah. And she hates men. I really like Les. I thought she was a nice girl. I think just because I like her personality, but seems like she's pretty resentful towards men.
I know. It was really good. She gave good TV for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was trying to like really act it up big time. Oh, that was great.
Yeah. Love it. Next week, more drama, more gossip, more Camille, and then CJ needs a moment at the elimination. Ooh. Ah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea who CJ would end up picking, like in general. I don't know who Casey. Oh, Casey. I'm kind of stuck. I just wish I saw more of Michi because then I would kind of know what their relationship's like at this point because I don't know much. Because at this point, I just think he's going to pick Camille, which I hope he does. And then I think, well, I would think Benny would pick Jasmine, but I don't know if he really likes her like that, which is sad.
Yeah, I think he would pick her because like I do think they have like a good enough thing, like he would feel safe picking her and he like,
Also, he would just want to make sure that he gets his money's worth. I think that's
yeah.
his main thing.
Maybe they could date for like a little while. I don't think they would be like a long-term thing. But yeah, I think Michi for Casey and then CJ and Danny, maybe we haven't seen much of her in a little while, but or this episode at least, but I think they're good.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh yeah, I forgot about Danny. Yeah, Danny would be great. But yeah, other than that, it was a good episode for you. Love it. Thank you so much, F-Boy Island.
Yes. Thank you for joining us for all our lovers and liars on our podcast, F Girl Island. And
So
we
many
will be
names.
back. We will be back next week for the next episode. I love it. Such a fun summer show. It's like leading us into the summer season.
Oh yeah, bikini
Yeah. All
season.
right. We'll catch you guys next time. Okay. Bye.
Bye.